You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, hope you all had a great Christmas break. Now, in the previous episode, we walked you through the key stories that shaped e-commerce and the quick commerce sector this year. Today, we are turning to the IT services sector, a space that really captured corporate India's tech mood in 2025 as companies navigated job cuts, AI shifts, visa uncertainties, and a fresh wave of consolidation.
That's right, Chandra. And it was a year full of contrasts, in fact. Big companies talked about billion-dollar AI bets, but also job cuts, tightened benches, and rethought how work gets done.
So let's start with a moment that jolted the system, and this was a Money Control exclusive. When TCS, often compared to a secure job in the private sector, decided to lay off around 2% of its workforce, a little over 12,000 employees, it caught everyone off guard.
That's right. This was the biggest job cut in TCS history itself. The company told us that the move was driven by a growing skills mismatch and tech shifts, especially as demand moved away from traditional roles.
Now, industry experts warned that this wouldn't remain a one-off, and over the year, that ripple effect became visible with peers quietly adjusting hiring plans and slowing campus intake.
Yes, but what's interesting is that layoffs didn't mean TCS was turning cautious overall. In fact, it went on to announce one of its biggest infra bets.
That's the plan to invest about $6.5 billion to build 1 gigawatt of data center capacity over the next 5 to 7 years.
Yes, the first phase alone involves $2 billion of investment through a JV with asset manager TPG, backing the data center platform HyperVault.
So on the one hand, job cuts, on the other, heavy capital expenditure. That pretty much summed up 2025 for IT services. Prune where skills don't fit, invest where the future is headed.
Yes, overall, Chandra, acquisitions were another big theme. This was the year IT firms went shopping for AI, cloud, and platform capabilities.
That's right. Now, Capgemini made one of the largest moves, acquiring BPO major WNS for $3.3 billion, underlining how IT and operations are coming closer than ever before.
Yes, TCS also returned to the M&A table after nearly a decade. It picked up List Engage Midco for about $73 million and followed that with a $700 million of acquisition of Coastal Cloud to deepen its Salesforce capabilities.
HCL Tech was especially active. In just a two-week window, it committed around $400 million across deals, buying Jaspersoft for $240 million, HPE's telco solutions business for $160 million, and agentic AI startup Warby for about $5 million.
The message was quite clear. If growth isn't coming organically fast enough, buy the capability itself.
Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, the H-1B visa debate returned to headlines under the Trump administration.
Yes, rallies and rhetoric suggested a clampdown on foreign workers, but the data told a more nuanced story.
So Indian IT companies like TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech and Wipro had already reduced their dependence on H-1B visas over the past decade, and approved petitions kept falling even as US big tech firms emerged as largest sponsors of the program.
Yes, that insulation mattered when proposals emerged around a $100,000 H-1B visa fee, which initially triggered a lot of panic in the markets.
That's right. Early estimates warned of margin hits running into hundreds of basis points until a White House clarification said the fee would apply only to new applications, not renewals. But the second order effects still hit home.
Yes, companies continued local hiring in the US, subcontracting and nearshore costs went up.
Infosys, for instance, saw the sharpest rise in subcontracting expenses, which we reported earlier this year.
Yes, others also leaned more heavily on short-term contractors to plug skill gaps, especially for AI and cloud-heavy projects.
The biggest policy shift came from Trump's proposal to prioritize H-1B visas based on wages, doing away with the lottery system altogether.
Yes, that threatened to squeeze out early career and mid-level Indian IT professionals who traditionally form the backbone of the offshore on-site delivery model.
Now, given this backdrop and as mobility tightened, companies turned even more aggressively to automation and agentic AI.
Yes, Chandra, honestly, I can only hear agentic AI when I close my eyes, because what started as Gen AI pilots quickly evolved into autonomous agents handling end-to-end workflows across IT companies.
So delivery cycles that once took months were compressed into weeks, and it wasn't just about speed. Companies also began cutting bench strength.
Yes, that's true. Big firms like TCS, Accenture, Infosys, HCL, and Wipro reduced bench timelines from 45 to 60 days earlier to about 35 to 45 days now.
Less waiting, more utilization, and a lot more pressure on skills alignment. But 2025 also delivered a reality check on Gen AI hype.
Yes, high compute costs, hyperscaler pricing, and slow movement from proof of concept to production tempered early excitement.
Despite hundreds of announced use cases and billion-dollar commitments, only a small fraction scaled meaningfully.
That shifted the conversation from big AI announcements to measurable outcomes.
And this is where global capability centers and BPM firms gained ground.
Yes, GCS moved from year-long transformation projects to about 90-day execution cycles.
BPM players like Genpact, EXL, and FirstSource began outpacing traditional IT firms in certain deal segments.
Yes, the old boundary between IT services and operations started to blur.
And just when you thought the year was settling down, today delivered another big development and another Money Control exclusive.
Coforge has confirmed Money Control scoop that the firm is set to acquire US-based Encora in a $2.35 billion all-stock deal, and the board has approved a $550 million fundraise for this.
So Bhavya, this again, as you said, is a Money Control break, and this is going to be one of the biggest IT M&As this year. The acquisition will be executed through a share swap deal where Coforge will issue 93.8 million equity shares at 1,815.91 a piece, implying a non-cash consideration of about 17,032 crore rupees. Now, Coforge sees $2 billion AI-led core by FY27 after the Encora deal. And Coforge also said in a call with analysts that the Encora deal positions them among global leaders in AI-led engineering, and that this AI-led engineering, cloud, and data will drive bulk of Coforge's growth post-Encora. So that's a big, big move by a mid-sized firm, Coforge.
What a big break to end 2025. But if you step back, 2025 was all about recalibration in all aspects for the IT sector.
Job security myths were challenged, AI promises were tested, and scale increasingly came through consolidation. The IT sector didn't slow down, it just changed direction.
Yes, that's your wrap of the biggest tech and IT stories that shaped the year. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters and the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off. Have a lovely weekend.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.